Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high near 55 degrees. Temperatures around the area at this hour, it's 39 already in Kenosha, 28 in Burlington, Milwaukee 39, 41 degrees in Racine. Just a reminder, about 1:45 this afternoon and just before 7 o'clock tonight, the outdoor warning sirens are going to be sounding, all part of Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says it's only an exercise, but the public needs to understand the sirens are sounding for real, and when that happens, what would you do if it was a real emergency situation?
On that warning immediately, don't wait to confirm it, you know, by another source. Because sometimes, you know, the weather services got real good at giving us advance warning.
Mac also reminding you the outdoor sirens are not meant to be heard inside of buildings where NOAA weather radios, phone apps, and other electronic notification is readily available. Both the Racine and Kenosha County Emergency Management Offices have information about weather and other emergency preparedness on their websites. You can also check out the state's website, readywisconsin.wi.gov. The only new information about a death investigation by Racine police is the identity of the victim, 34-year-old Thomas Borglin, and that's only because his obituary was submitted to the newspaper by the Storino Funeral Home. Otherwise, nothing has been said about how he died, be it foul play, an accident, natural causes, or some other means. Death investigations do cover all of those areas, while ruling out all but the suspected cause along the way, unless that's not possible. Borglin's body discovered when police were called to a home in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue Monday evening. Kenosha Unified's Harborside Academy and Reuther High Schools evacuated just after 12:30 yesterday afternoon. A bomb threat, which turned out to be a hoax. That bomb threat was written on a bathroom wall in a portion of the downtown building, which houses the Harborside Academy. The district decided to evacuate the building as a safety precaution. Kenosha police searched the entire complex, found nothing suspicious. Students went back to their classes at about 1:45 p.m. The Racine Fire Department wants to know what the community thinks about their service and what they could maybe be doing better. On an online survey, it's available for the next couple of weeks to allow citizens to give their opinions about the fire department, and that'll be used in the development of a strategic plan. Captain Mark Villopando says the goal, improving the department and its many services.
The fire department has done the same for so long. It's very hard to change in a fire service. So what this does is it's driven by data and not just one person or a group of people. Let's just say, for instance, the fire chief. A fire chief has directed us to come up with a strategic plan, but he isn't necessarily part of the process.
Captain Villopando adds that many of the questions deal with the public perception of the department. Staffers have already been surveyed. A third survey of business and civic leaders will also be conducted before the final strategic plan is ready for presentation sometime this fall. A 28-year-old Racine man who allegedly threatened to assault and kill a judge last month is now accused of damaging his jail cell and resisting a corrections officer during a search for contraband. Raymond Bergeron de Villa, accused of earlier threatening to punch Judge Eugene Gasarkevich in the eye during a March 2nd competency hearing, while sheriff's reports said he also made threats to kill the judge. Latest allegations are that he damaged the toilet and sink assembly in his cell on Tuesday. Then he resisted efforts by jail staff to put him into a restraint chair. If convicted on all the charges, Bergeron de Villa is looking at several years in prison. Racine County District Attorney's Office, using DNA collected from blood found at the scene of a North Main Street home burglary last November, to help in charging 25-year-old Racine resident Travis Williams with felony burglary. According to the criminal complaint, silver dollars and a couple of rings were taken. Among the evidence collected, blood drops in three separate locations around the home. The Wisconsin State Crime Lab matched Williams to one of those droplets. He's still in jail and, if convicted, could get more than 12 years in prison. And after meeting behind closed doors for better than an hour, the Kenosha City Council voted during a special meeting last night to authorize legal action against the recently enacted boundary agreement between the Village of Summers and the Town of Paris. The agreement sets the stage for development along the I-94 corridor between those two municipalities, but keeps the city from expanding into the area. After the meeting, Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman said what course of action the city will pursue, that has not quite yet been determined.
I think it's wide open as to what we can pursue, and it depends on our attorneys as to what course that we'll take.
Mayor Bosman did not rule out delaying action if both Paris and Summers officials are willing to discuss the city's concerns. First in a series of community presentations on the City of Racine's Plan 2017 implementation of a cart system for solid waste collection will be taking place at 6 o'clock tonight in the lobby of Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen says these will be open house-style events, no formal presentations, but plenty of information on hand for the reasons behind the move, including worker safety and greater efficiency.
We were trying to locate these public open houses in schools and community centers close to locations that have a lot of alleys, because we believe that the most controversial part of the solid waste collection is going to be the alley pickups.
He explained to the Public Works Committee this week that the community's feedback will help to determine which option is more closely considered for dealing with the many alleys in the city. This year's capital budget includes the purchase of trucks and equipment toward the new cart system. Again, it's scheduled to be rolled out next year. The list of open houses available on the City of Racine website. In addition to the former Lincoln Village Convalescent Center at 1700 C.A. Becker Drive on the far west side of Racine, which is now owned by Villa Healthcare, and a canopy remodeling will be coming to that facility soon under a conditional use amendment. During the City Plan Commission meeting, Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski explained that the addition on the west side of that complex, east of Green Bay Road, going to be about 2,600 square feet. It'll house physical and occupational therapy.
The addition is architecturally compatible to the existing building in both materials and colors. So based on all that, we're recommending approval. With the standard conditions, other than there's a dumpster area along C.A. Becker Drive that needs to be screened.
Illinois-based Villa Healthcare bought the facility at auction last year from Lincoln Lutheran, the promise of a multi-million dollar upgrade. Milwaukee Public School Board President Michael Bonds running for the state Senate. He recently lost a race for Milwaukee's 7th Aldermanic District seat. Now he's going to run for the 6th District Senate seat, from which Democratic Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd is retiring. And Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's among 5 Democratic and 1 Republican senators appealing to the NBA to move the All-Star game out of Charlotte, North Carolina, due to the so-called bathroom law there. They sent a letter to the NBA's Commissioner Adam Silver about Carolina's discrimination against the LGBT community with this new rule. Their letter pointing out it is inconsistent with the NBA's history and values. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscaster there when you want. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.